Now, God says, and it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shall call me no more Baali. Now, that is quite interesting here because it's all in the meaning, and I think this is quite lovely, and let's not miss it. Ishi means my husband. And God says, the day is going to come when you're going to call me my husband. Now, let's look at that for just a moment. What does that speak of? That speaks of that which is intimate, that which is personal, that which is based on love, that which is the highest relationship among men, when this woman can say, he's Ishi, he's my husband, and he can say, this is my wife. I think the loveliest things is said in the Bible. We saw it when we were in the Song of Solomon. I am my beloved's, and he's mine. It was very crude that I heard on the television some time ago. It was a couple of movie stars that were being interviewed, and she was a very beautiful woman, I must admit. And she was asked the question, aren't you afraid that you might lose him when he plays a leading man with some of these other beautiful actresses? She says, no, I give him all that I have, and there's nobody can give him more than I can give him. I am my beloved. My beloved is mine. And when you got that relationship in a marriage, you got a happy home. You won't have to attend these sessions, friends, where they tell you how to live like man and wife. The secret is love. And if you don't have that, you don't have anything. And if you got love, you got everything. You can work out your financial problems. You can work out personality difficulties. You can work out how to deal with the children if you love each other. And if you don't, you can't work out anything. And friends, it's wonderful when you have a relationship with God, and you can go to the Lord Jesus Christ and say to him, I love you. I belong to you. You belong to me. Remember Paul said, even to the Corinthians, he says, everything is ours. Paul is yours, and the world is yours, and Christ is yours. Have you made him yours, friend? Do you belong to him, and does he belong to you? And if he does, you've got something good going, I'll tell you that. There's no relationship quite like that today. You see, this book is a very wonderful book. It teaches us many things. And Ishi means my husband, but Baali means my Lord. That's all it means, my Lord. And it sounds like old Baal, does it not? Well, it's connected with Baal. You know, the Lord Jesus said there are going to be many in that day that are going to say, Lord, Lord, in thy name, we've done great things. We've done healing. We perform miracles. He's going to say, well, I don't even know you. May I say to you, the important thing, the all-important thing, is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not to run around and mouth saying, he's my Lord, and I'm doing great things for him, and I can do great things today. My friend, it just narrows itself down, what he said to Simon Peter by the Sea of Galilee, lovest thou me? Do you love him? And that was the problem with this nation here. They were far from God. Oh, they were calling him Lord. They said, yes, he's our Lord. But the day is coming when they're going to say, he's my husband. How personal that is. How intimate that is. And that's on the highest level.